part of the experience of this day when we're focused upon peace is the awareness that part of the experience that we have been able to grow into, this experience of knowing this wonderful goodness that blesses our life, that flows in and through us, that expresses through us and as us, is constantly not only bringing that goodness for us, but it would also invite the whole world to know the presence of peace and to move beyond this place where we keep entering into conflict and struggle, whether that's in our families or our communities or in our world community. So that need to keep honoring that desire in our hearts that keeps calling us into the experience of greater peace. I'm reminded of the experience of the CNN reporter who was in Old Jerusalem. For any of you who've been there, it's an amazing place with this concentration of the world's great religions. Anybody that's there is a person of deep faith. And the woman was guided to go and talk to an elderly Jewish man who prayed every day at the Wailing Wall, which is the King Solomon Temple Foundation that's there on the Temple Mount. And so she got to talk to him and said, how long have you been doing this? And he said, well, I come every day. I've been coming for more than 20 years. And every day I pray for the peace in the world, and particularly praying for that peace between the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians that is a tension that is felt so powerfully in that simple place. And she realized what a powerful experience and commitment this was. And so she asked him, what does that feel like to go there every day with those prayers? And he says, well, sometimes it feels like I'm praying to a wall. And I understand that. I relate to that. Okay, you know, we do this work of prayer. We look and do our inner work, and then we turn on the television, and oops, we're at it again. You know, and it can feel so frustrating. But there's an understanding that we share. And that understanding is that there is a consciousness within humankind. Okay, I think of it as an energy grid that surrounds this planet that we contribute to. And that consciousness that has such a powerful influence on what we're able to choose, what we're able to accomplish, what we're able to express. And we know that the more we contribute peace to that consciousness, that the more peace we'll express in our world. Because we are the ones that create this dynamic of life. It comes through our consciousness and we share it together. And that's why we do the prayer work that we do. That's why we do this, that we take this time and focus on elevating that consciousness and increasing that awareness of peace so that as humankind we open and begin to experience new dimensions of peace itself. So I've been watching the news the last few weeks, and my response has not always been the contribution of a consciousness of peace. Okay, I've been particularly, I was being impacted by the ISIS things that were going on, and the beheadings and genocide and this sort of thing, and looking at this and understanding that my choice, how I respond to this, is my contribution to what the world is creating? And it wasn't very peaceful. You know, I found myself angry and upset. And so I decided, okay, I've got to make a choice. You know, what am I going to do here? And so I tried to just feel peaceful about the situation. And that wasn't happening. Okay, so then I actually remembered, oh, I know some of those spiritual tools. So get to work. So I went and did that entry into the heart, or take focus on the heart. And I went to the feelings of love that open up the heart. And I could feel the love around me, the love in my family, the beautiful energy that we get to share here together. And I could feel that. And then I was able to be at a place where I could ask, what is it that I need to do to be in peaceful relationship to this which is taking place in my world? And my heart, I hope your heart is a little gentler on you than mine is on me, but it basically said, you're making a choice to contribute anger and judgment, which is exactly what they are contributing. Make a choice. And I realized I did have a choice. You know, that I didn't need to engage my mind in a debate and a set of judgments, but that I could choose to move into a feeling within myself of being peaceful, because we have that within us. There is a divine presence within us that is peace. It's us. We can feel it. And I found I could do that. I went, whew, boy, that helped. Okay, so it was coming up. I was doing okay. I was getting there. And then I remembered that guy that I kind of follow what he says. Never said, make peace with your enemies. He said, love your enemies. Oops. Because I could get to peace. But I wasn't getting to love. And I realized that's the work. What peace means is that there is a greater consciousness of peace, and that's important. But what is taking place in the expression of our violence is the outpicturing of what we as humankind have made the choice to express as harm to each other through ages. And it is ours to heal. So, figured I needed some help. So you're my help. So I want to take that journey. And I want to invite you to take it with me. Because I do believe. That's part of why this amazing gathering of spiritual beings is here. We've chosen to awaken, to understand the amazing power of love to transform. And it's ours to do. It's our choice to make. Yesterday I was doing a seminar here on the HeartMath techniques. And towards the end of that seminar, a man was present who shared an experience that he had. And he had been strongly affected by something that was in the news about several men beating a boy. And he had found such anger coming up within him. And he understood this work that we're talking about, that he had to find a way. If he was going to be true to who, what he's really here for, to who he really is, he had to find a way to get to that place of love. And we'd been working with our hearts. We'd been working on how to get in there. And so he shared with us what happened as he made that inner journey. And he came to the place where he could bring each of those men to mind and send and enfold them in love. So it took a lot of work. But what happened as he told us? Everyone in the room felt it. We were different. In that experience, simply being aware and open to what had taken place for him, all of us were touched. Because we're not talking now about peace. We're talking about healing. We're talking about this power, this divine presence within us that transforms and creates another level. When I begin this journey, sometimes I find it's helpful to go back to one of those beautiful teachers that shows up on planet Earth from Black Elk. The first piece, which is the most important, is that which comes within the souls of people when they realize their relationship, their oneness with the universe and all its powers. And when they realize that at the center of the universe dwells the Great Spirit, and that this center is really everywhere. It is within each of us. Now, if it's within you and it's within me, it's within those young men who are holding in their hands the swords of beheading and the rifles that would kill those who are different than they are. So let's journey there to that awareness. And I invite you, and if this is a hard journey, folks, and I just want to extend full permission for you not to participate, to simply rest and watch and be open, or to join us in a journey of coming to a place of love with those whose actions cry out to be enemy. So, Mother, Father, God, as we turn within, we reach first for the awareness of this presence within that Blackout spoke of, your presence within us, and we experience it as the love, the goodness, the light, the illumination, the very life that fills our body. How blessed we are. How filled we are. How much love is in our lives and within our hearts. And so we take and just let ourselves feel this love for a moment. Maybe by feeling the love we have for one of those special people, a child or grandchild or one of those good friends or that one who journeys beside us on this life. And we feel that love. What a wonderful thing it is And we are aware that this presence that we sometimes call infinite love or God is within each of us. And so I turn my mind to those young men and simply see one in my mind, and what I know is that love is within you. That presence of the divine is within you. I do not understand your life. I do not know the hurt that you carry. But I know you hurt because I see that pain expressed. I do not know what it is that you fear. But I do know that you are afraid. Because only fear could express what has come forth. Only pain could create such pain. And so I know this divine love is there within you, and I know it has the capacity to heal your pain. And I ask for this divine presence in all its power to move within you and bring you relief, to bring you healing, to take that deep, powerful pain within you and give you peace. And to release you from the fear that you might walk in freedom, that you might not have to look upon a world as enemy, but might discover that we are brothers and sisters together. Mother, Father, God, I am so grateful to know that your power is there within this young man, within these young people, and that it moves and heals each one. As you heal, as this flows through you, I do not ask for justice, but for that mercy and that grace that frees us. For that is what has flowed through my life, and I would have it flow through yours. I know you are a child of God as I am. I enfold you in my love. I send this divine love to lift and heal you and give you peace. And it is so. Because this power is present everywhere within each of us here now. Amen. Thank you. It's been my experience that when we say yes to a spiritual assignment, the universe usually cooperates generously in supplying an opportunity to apply what we have committed to. So my guess is that what we've shared here, and I'm so grateful for the power of your love, what we've shared here, we have the opportunity in truth to do every day. We have within our families those that express their pain, their anger, their judgments. We have it within our workplaces, within our communities. And we see them. And to understand that ours is not to judge. We've been given a greater gift. We have the opportunity to heal. I send you God's healing love. It's a simple response when we see it, but a powerful one. I send you God's healing love. Join me.
I send you God's healing love.
Again.
I send you God's healing love.
Let them come to mind, whether your family, the people that you know, you've seen on TV. Again.
I send you God's healing love.
It flows from your heart, and it always touches and transforms. Again.
I send you God's healing love.
For that, I am so grateful. Because this is how and where peace is created in our world. Bless you.